Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, because I was some kind of flabby old man with man boobs, and just the thought of all of this is just disgusting. It doesn't matter who is hurt by this. Anybody who had sex with an underage girl deserves to be hurt by this. I don't care who it is. So the president has signed a new federal law directing the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. It could take weeks or months to carry this out. Why? I mean, the files are there, but the president just wants credit right now for being someone who said, I want the files released. And that was a change because he didn't want them released. And then suddenly he and the Justice Department change, and they want the files released. I'm curious about what may have been done to the files. But yet, you know, Ian was talking about this, I guess, yesterday. It seems like it would be difficult to alter the files because there would be so many triggers that would go off that would indicate that the files could be changed. But I'm sorry, I just don't trust the government in general. And I don't trust that the files are going to be just released. I hope they are. Now, also, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, said that there's information, new information, and additional information. She said, and again, we will continue to follow the law to investigate any leads. If there are any victims, we encourage all victims to come forward. And we will continue to provide maximum transparency under the law. Well, I don't believe that at all. I mean, I don't believe that. I don't care who's president. I don't believe that anybody wants to be transparent when it comes to something like this. So if there is an investigation going on, if there's an investigation, then the files apparently can't be released by law. So when Pam Bondi says we're going to follow the law, all they have to do is start up an investigation. And it sounds like there's already one going on, or they're already looking at new information. So if there's new information, if there is an investigation going on, the files are not going to be released. And that's, it's a cop-out. It's a cop-out. I don't know if we're ever going to know. I don't know if we're ever going to see those files. Let me see if I can find some information. I did a yesterday. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yesterday, I went back and I did a timeline here, and I want you to follow me through this timeline of this year. February 21st, Attorney General Pam Bondi told Fox News the Epstein files included a client list, and the client list is sitting on her desk. That was February 21st. March the 1st, she told Fox News, she told Fox News that Americans, I scribbled a lot of these notes from this timeline. March 1st, Pam Bondi told Fox News Americans will get the full Epstein files. March 3rd, Pam Bondi told Sean Hannity on Fox News the Department of Justice received a truckload of evidence from the FBI, and everything is going to be made public. March 23rd, she said, we are reviewing and releasing all of these documents. Sometime in May, she had a conversation with the president telling him that his name appears in the Epstein files. That was sometime in May. July 6th, the Department of Justice announced there's no client list. July 8th, the president said, this is the first time he started doing this, the president started bashing reporters who asked questions about the Epstein files. July 23rd, we find out that the president's name is in the files. Now, if his name is in the files, that doesn't mean he did anything wrong. All we know is that his name is in the files. Based on that timeline, it just doesn't seem like we're getting the truth. And for whatever reason, and there may be many, for whatever reason, the American people are not learning the truth about the men who raped underage girls. So somebody is powerful enough, or collectively, they're all powerful enough to prevent this from happening. And it's, it's sad because we're just kind of, I think we're being toyed with. You know, yeah, we're going to release the files. They're coming out. The timeline I just went through, it was obvious that they were going to release the files. And again, February 21st, Pam Bondi told Fox News the Epstein files include a client list. It's sitting on my desk. Well, what did she mean by that? Why would she say that if it wasn't true? And then suddenly there's no client list? That doesn't make sense. And then, you know, in May, when Pam Bondi tells the president his name is in the files, which again doesn't mean he did anything wrong, but his name is in the files, and for some reason he doesn't want the files released. Even though he has said he wants the files released, it seems like he and the Justice Department are going to find a way to not release the files to us. So everybody involved in not releasing the files is essentially protecting these powerful, rich pedophiles, because that's what they are, pedophiles. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And we'll get to some of your text coming up. Also, we'll get to some of your calls coming up. I just feel like we're all just being shuffled around. You know, they tease us with, you know, releasing the files, and now I just don't get a sense that the files are gonna be released. I think there's gonna be an excuse not to release them. And I'm not gonna talk about this forever. You know, there are gonna be people who are not gonna let this die. When it is a big topic of discussion, we will talk about it on the show. But again, this is still congruent with my desire to not lean toward politics on this show and to lean toward other things. And to me, this is about pedophilia. It's not about politics. And no politician and no businessman, nobody deserves to be protected if they raped an underage girl and paid money for the opportunity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And probably acted like, you know, they were just somehow just the greatest lover that they would ever experience. I mean, these men obviously had massive, massive egos. And because of their power, because of their money, they thought they could get away with anything, including raping underage girls. And so far, guess what? They've gotten away with it. So we will see over time how this transpires, but it should not die. And I would think that if there were only Democrats in the files, that they would be quickly released under this administration. So apparently it's not just Democrats. All right, you got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Somebody yesterday called the show and said, why haven't these girls come forward and told us who the names are of the men that had sex with them? And Coleman brought up a really good point when he said, you know, these girls were young at the time. They might not have known who these people were. I mean, some of them might have been like 13, 14. We don't know the actual ages, but we know they were really young. They might not have even known who these people are. You know, they would know like the latest Pokemon characters, but they might not know the latest political characters. All they knew was that there was some flabby man with man boobs, you know, having sex with them. That's all they knew. Now, I would think that they have learned at this point who some of those men were, whether they were with them or somebody else in their group was. But they have said they're afraid. And I can't explain why they haven't said who these people are. But I'm sure there's a reason. And I think it's really easy for us to try to judge what they should have done and what they should be doing when it didn't happen to us. If it happens to them, we need to understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.